So for starters, maybe you could describe what has been dubbed the Shaheen-Portman bill would actually do if it were passed into law tomorrow.
Well, we're very excited. The official name of the legislation is the Energy Efficiency and Industrial Competitiveness Act, which is why it's been called Shaheen-Portman. I've been working on this with Rob Portman, Republican from Ohio, for 3 years now. We introduced a bill in the last Congress and have reintroduced it in this Congress. And the bill addresses, really tries to come up with a comprehensive strategy on addressing energy efficiency. It looks at the building sector, where 40% of our energy use is. It has a section that deals with manufacturing, which is the largest component of our economy in terms of energy use. And then the final section deals with the federal government, which is the biggest user of energy in the country, about 93% of which is used by the military. It's legislation that has broad support from a variety of businesses and associations and organizations. And as I say, whenever you've got a bill that's endorsed by both the American Chemistry Council and the Sierra Club, then it feels like it's a bill that can really garner a lot of support.
So perhaps because the bill has such strong bipartisan support, it has become the target for a number of what we could call poison pill amendments, and one from Louisiana Republican David Vitter, who's insisting that we vote on language that would attach defunding Obamacare to the bill. There's also been talk of attaching some language in favor of the Keystone XL pipeline to the bill. So with all of these kind of things going on, what kind of hope is there that this bill will be passed?
Well, we're still hopeful that we can get some agreement around addressing the concerns that have been raised by some of the Republicans like David Vitter, who want to talk about health care as opposed to talking about energy, which is the topic at hand here. This bill was the first energy bill to get to the floor of the Senate since 2007. So there's a real interest in talking about energy on the bill. And we are hopeful that as we go through the debate around the continuing resolution, that some of the non-related issues to energy will get addressed in a way that will allow us to get on to the discussion about energy and get this done.
A lot of the coverage of this bill is sort of focused on how it's this perhaps a perfect illustration of the kind of partisan gridlock that has the voting public so frustrated with Congress, because here we have this sort of modest and moderate proposal for energy efficiency. It's kind of white bread. Everyone agrees that it's a good idea, but it still can't seem to get through. And I just wondered if you think that's an accurate portrayal of the negotiations surrounding Shaheen-Portman.
Well, it is. The negotiations around the bill have been very bipartisan, with lots of support, as I indicated. The challenge has been that small group of people who are on the extreme far right, who want to talk about other issues not related to energy and often not related to other issues that are on the floor of the Senate. And sadly, under the Senate rules, they can hold things up. Now, I believe we got to change the rules, because I don't think one person like Senator Vitter should be able to hold up a bill that has so much bipartisan support. But until that happens, we're going to continue to work through the issues and get this back to the floor and try and get it done.
Senator Sheehan, thank you very much for your time.
Thank you.